FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi says more than 1.1 million HIV-positive people in the country are not on treatment.
These people who are missing in the 1.1 million are mostly men and, of course, children who are on health responsible. We can make a decision as men, this disease will come to an end. So I'm really begging you that let's stand up and help the country to bring an end to HIV and AIDS.
The minister spoke at the official commemoration event of World AIDS Day in the Eastern Cape yesterday. This year's theme is Equal Rights, Equal Care. It's a call for dignified access to healthcare for all South Africans, regardless of their economic status, gender, race or sexuality. Motsoaledi was given a memorandum of demands by the Treatment Action Campaign. One of the demands was for patients to receive 6 months' worth of antiretrovirals at a time. They are arguing that it would reduce frequent visits to health facilities and encourage patients to remain on treatment. Motsoaledi says the government will look into it.
The fight against HIV and AIDS has been impeded by the issue of stigma. People refuse to come out because their stigma dies. But the stigma of today is much, much of an improvement than in the past. Remember, this stigma even caused doctors to be afraid even to write HIV AIDS as a diagnosis.
The Treatment Action Campaign's Belinda Setshogelo says patients are shamed, mistreated and unjustly punished.
For those who are late for their appointments date, when we return to the clinic, we are shouted at and sent to the back of the queue to wait all day as punishment. Often staff are openly hostile to people from the LGBTIQA community, people who use drugs and sex workers.
An investigation is underway to determine the cause of a bus accident that claimed the lives of 8 people, including 6 children in the Western Cape. Initial reports indicate the vehicle was traveling on the N1 from the Eastern Cape to Cape Town when it overturned. 22 passengers sustained injuries ranging from serious to minor. And abroad, Russian and Syrian warplanes are trying to end an insurgency that has seen rebels claim control of Aleppo. Opposition fighters were pushed out in 2016 after an uprising in 2011 in what has lately been seen as a frozen conflict. Iran's promise to help the Syrian regime, Ismail al-Abdallah from the humanitarian group known as the White Helmets, says innocent people are dying.
The only thing which is true is that the civilians are paying the price every second, every minute since 2011.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Durban, a high of 26 today. Pietermaritzburg, 24. Richards Bay, 31. For the Newswatch team and in for Natara Nadesan, I'm Nushera Sudial.